The medical home really talks about how we manage your health care through a physician on an ongoing and regular basis. What's your relationship with your primary care doctor? How does that medical home work from that standpoint? On the inpatient side, when we have you in a hospital, that patient and resident-centered family care is about how do we involve you really as the epicenter of deciding how your health care will be delivered. How do we take you as the patient and your family members and your wishes into account as we're working through whatever brought you to the hospital? It's in quite the contrast to times in the past where we would have taken care of your heart attack. Not that we ignored you, but we didn't always have such a holistic perspective as to what that might look like.
What sort of changeover and transition does it involve? How far along are you in the process of making that transition?
I think we're pretty far along. We have people doing the multidisciplinary rounds. How do we involve your doctor and your nursing and your care teams there while we're talking about your healthcare and you? How do you get to say, I want that test, or you know what, I'd like to have more information before I do that? In our local ministry communities here at Covenant in Urbana, I'm getting ready to launch a program that we know is a community resource center, an opportunity to leverage the power of a variety of community agencies who are already out there with the hospital in a very collective way of helping people who have perhaps found their way to the emergency room for something other than emergency conditions. How do we give them access to all of these people at the same time? At United Samaritans in Danville, launching what we know as a clinical decision unit. How do we take, for instance, an emergency room patient who's come in with chest pain and has had their first set of studies and routinely would have been admitted to a patient floor to await further testing? Well, we know that we have to wait 6 hours to get your next test. We now will put you in a clinical decision unit, fully monitored, take care of you without the hassle, if you will, of having been put into the hospital, but at the same time not having to lay in an emergency room waiting for those additional studies. Once we've done that, we now have ample information to decide that we can refer you back to your doctor, they can take care of you on an outpatient basis, or you indeed need to be in the hospital for us to do further treatment and evaluation on. So those are examples of how we get to a different way of patient and family-centered care.
One reason I brought up the patient-centered home model was that I had seen some materials from a few years ago in which some sectors of the medical field, emergency medicine is one example, had expressed concerns that perhaps they would be not receiving as much attention as they believe is necessary under this particular model. Is that a concern now? Do you think this is different from what was being discussed a few years ago?
No, I think that there will be practitioners who still express a concern to say that people need to be in one venue or another, or where do we go? But I think it's easy to look across the country and see what's happening with overcrowding of emergency rooms, how we're using what's effectively one of the most expensive venues in a hospital, and practicing from a defensive standpoint. We need to give people access in different ways to expert healthcare, providing excellent quality, and again, driving down costs.